frog who lives in a pond and loves to tell stories. You know what else I love? Getting letters. I'll tell you why. Letters remind me that there's a whole big world out there, and I like to think about that. Everyone in the world, in their homes, doing the things they love to do every day, it reminds me that even when we're alone, we're all sharing the same planet. So we're alone together. I make sure to do something I love every day. If it's winter, I'm hibernating deep down in my frozen pond. I'm not cold. I'm in deep, deep, deep sleep. And I love it. It feels so great to sleep and rest. Until it's spring, and then it's time to wake up, and I want to move around and see the world. If it's summer, I'm so busy eating flies all day and singing in my choir all night. That I start to feel a bit stretched thin, and then I think about how much I love resting through the winter. But in spring, oh, I love spring. That's my favorite season because I can feel everything waking up around me. The ice thawing after the long winter. Me thawing after the long winter. The trees and grass drinking up the moisture from the snow melting on the ground. And the insects getting ready to buzz around after their winter sleep. But there's no rush in spring. I still have time to rest and sleep. But I also have energy to do the things I love. Here's what I did today. First thing, I woke up and I put on my slippers because the floor was really cold beneath my feet. Then I lit a small fire in my wood stove and I washed up and I set some oatmeal on to boil. Every day I make sure to eat something that I love and that I know is very good for me, like honey-dipped fly larvae stirred into oatmeal. Then I tidied up after breakfast and fed my pet dragonfly. Then we practiced the tricks he can do. Sit. Roll over. Play dead. Good boy. Oh, he's so good. Yes, you are. I give him honey-dipped larva too. This is something I love to do, taking care of another being. Maybe you love that too. Maybe you take care of a plant or a pet or a little sister or brother. It makes them feel good and it's good for you too. Then I remembered that I was making something, a mud sculpture. So I worked on that for a bit. It's impressionistic. Then I cleaned up. Like taking care of another being, making art and music is something that makes me feel good too. Hey, I should get my voice warmed up for choir this summer. And then I remembered about my mailbox and that there might be a letter in it. So I went outside and I hopped over to my big bright green mailbox and I opened it up to see. There was one letter in it. I could see by the envelope that it was from my friend, who is a sea otter. It had a nice stamp on it with a picture of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. I opened up the letter.
Dear Lily, it's springtime now and I'm thinking about you and wondering how are you doing in your pond? A V of Canadian geese flew over me and my sister yesterday while we were floating in the ocean holding hands and eating fish, and I wondered if they would fly over you too on their way north. Maybe we see the same geese. With affection, your friend, Oscar the Sea Otter.
Now, I don't know if you're going to believe me, but just then, I was so excited. I had to hop around quite a lot before I hopped back home. Being outside, even though I'm just outside my own home, makes me feel so good. Come on, Puff. Come on back. Here, boy. Good boy, let's go back inside. Back at home, I washed my hands again. I always do when I come in from outside first thing. And I wrote a letter back to my friend. Dear Oscar, today I trained my pet dragonfly, Puff, and then we went outside and I found and read your letter. And just then, migrating geese passed overhead. And I feel certain that we do see the same geese. I often think how nice it is to have friends all over the world, and that we're never really alone, because even if we aren't together, we're alone together. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever thought that too? Yours truly, Lily, a frog. Then I put the letter in an envelope, and I opened my back window and whistled for a magpie. A magpie will deliver a letter to a post office in exchange for a hazelnut. The magpie came right away when I whistled, ate the hazelnut, and took my letter away. Now, if you want to send a letter to my big green mailbox, you can. You will have to use the Storyland mail delivery system. Probably you'll have to ask someone for help with that. Maybe you have the same kind of magpies who deliver letters in exchange for a hazelnut flying around outside your home, but maybe you don't. Your mom or dad or whoever takes care of you will know. If your letter comes to me from Europe, a white mouse who wears a red dress and a red kerchief scarf will pick it up from the Storyland post office nearest you and put it in the basket of her blue bicycle. She'll bicycle it all the way to the coast of France, over mountains and valleys, through forests, no matter. She is a mouse of great endurance. She'll pedal and pedal and pedal her bicycle, picking up letters as she goes until she gets to the coast of France, where she will give it to an Atlantic codfish named Barrett. Barrett collects letters in a big floating barrel and pushes them across the Atlantic Ocean to the east coast of Canada, where they are collected by a group of puffins who take them to the nearest Storyland post office. If your letter comes from Asia, it will be transported across that vast continent over deserts and mountains, past temples, through forests, by a golden eagle riding on a moon bear. Their names are Sunny and Moony, and they stick together. They bring letters all the way to the Bay of Bengal on the east coast of India, where they meet a pride of orcas who push the mail on a big raft across the Indian Ocean and into the Pacific Ocean, all the way to the west coast of Canada, where it is collected by Whiskey Jacks, who fly the letters to the nearest Storyland post office in Canada. That's where I live, Canada. That's why my pond is mostly always frozen. If your letter comes from Australia, well, I'm sure everyone knows this, it is transported by a kangaroo with a big mail pouch and given to a sea lion on the western coast. If it comes from New Zealand, though, a yellow-crowned parakeet brings it to a sea lion at Stewart Island. If your letter comes from Africa, herons and tortoises will work together to get it past river canyons and thundering waterfalls, through savannas and forests and deserts, around cities to the coast of South Africa, where they will give it to a manta ray, who will transport it through the Atlantic Ocean all the way to Brazil, where a sloth will slowly deliver it to the nearest post office, where a jaguar will collect it and run with it until she can give it to a hammerhead shark. If your letter comes from South America, the hammerhead shark brings it to a stingray, who brings it to a nurse shark, who brings it to a school of cherub fish, who swim it into the Gulf of Mexico. If your letter comes from North America, it doesn't have to cross the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean to reach me in my pond. It will be carried from Storyland Post Office to Storyland Post Office northward by a dog riding on the back of a horse. The horse's name is Windy, and the dog's name is Toots. The horse is a Palomino. The dog is a golden Labrador retriever. If you want to write me a letter but don't know what to say to me, you can just tell me what your favorite healthy food is. Do you like honey-dipped larvae stirred into oatmeal too? Or maybe something else. I'd also like to know what your favorite thing to do is. What makes you feel happy? Or maybe you have a question. Maybe there's something you want to know. Ask away. I'll write you back. But it might take a while because the Storyland Postal Service can be a bit slow. Maybe you don't like writing letters, but you love to draw pictures. Guess what? I love to get pictures in my mailbox too. Or maybe you want to write a letter, but not to me, to somebody else. Great idea. Ask a grown-up for help. Writing letters is one way to feel connected to people, and it's important to let people know we're thinking of them. Writing letters and talking is easy when I'm happy, but I know it's important, especially when I'm feeling sad or scared. It's normal to feel sad and scared sometimes, and when we do, it's important to tell someone who cares about you. Tell them what it feels like to be you. What? A magpie knocking at my window? Oh, she wants another hazelnut. Well, I guess I could write another letter. Why not?